Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, July 27th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: gold notches new all-time high, back from vacation, and eventful week. Leading today's news: spot gold traded as high as $1,943.93 per ounce overnight, eclipsing the previous record of $1,920.30 set in September 2011. It has increased 27% since the start of 2020. The yellow metal tends to benefit from widespread stimulus measures from central banks because it is widely believed as a hedge against inflation and currency debasement. The advance is also being driven by U.S.-China tensions, but without cash flow streams to be evaluated like stocks or bonds, the movement in precious metals are notoriously difficult to analyze. Looking to gold funds, the popular SPDR Gold Trust ETF is up 2% pre-market after rallying 5% over the past week. In other news, as gold and silver have been making historic moves higher this summer, Bitcoin has been notable for not doing anything much at all, mostly residing in a tight trading range around $9,500. Things got interesting over the weekend, with Bitcoin poking its head above that trading range and touching $10,000. It's not trading above that level, changing hands at $10,187. The rally in Ether has been even more impressive, now up to a two-year high of $312. Equities are on the rise alongside safe haven assets ahead of an upcoming Fed meeting that will yield clues on what comes next for monetary policy. S&P 500 futures climbed 0.5% overnight after Republicans finalized a bill for about $1 trillion in coronavirus relief funds, while administration officials once again touted a V-shaped economic recovery. The first print of U.S. GDP for Q2 is also due this week, while investors will digest earnings from big tech heavyweights. On the coronavirus front, reported cases and fatalities fell in many states hit hard by COVID-19, including Florida, Arizona, California, Texas, and New York. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin confirmed there would be $1,200 in direct stimulus payments in August, based on the same formula from the earlier aid bill, but called the $600 in expanded federal unemployment benefits that expires July 31st ridiculous and a disincentive for people to go back to work. The new $1 trillion plan will likely ensure no more than 70% of an employee's previous pay, and will serve as a starting point for negotiations with Democrats, who have already passed a $3.4 trillion bill in the House. Mnuchin also revealed that payroll tax cuts sought by President Trump won't be in the coming stimulus package, but may be in follow-up virus relief legislation. There's a trade war, there's a technology war, there is a geopolitical war, and there could be a capital war, according to billionaire investor Ray Dalio. If you say by law, don't invest in China, or even possibly withholding the payment of bonds that the U.S. owes payment on in China, these things are possibilities, and they have big implications, such as for the value of the dollar, he added. The things I worry about the most are the soundness of our money. You can't continue to run deficits, sell debt, or print money rather than be productive and sustain that over a period of time. The U.S. dollar index broke through support at 94.65 on Friday, and has extended losses today by falling another 0.4% to 94.03. The high-profile tech antitrust hearing in front of the House Judiciary Committee's Antitrust Subcommittee has been reset for July 27th after a year-long investigation into online competition. It'll be the first time Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, Apple's Tim Cook, and Google's Sundar Pichai will testify together, and the first congressional appearance for Bezos. It also adds up to a big catalyst day for Facebook, which reports its earnings after the closing bell Wednesday. The U.S. government modified its existing contract with Moderna over the weekend, adding a commitment of up to $472 million for the company's Phase 3 study of the mRNA vaccine candidate mRNA-1273 against COVID-19. As part of discussions related to Operation Warp Speed, the company opted to conduct a significantly larger study, which will accommodate 30,000 participants in the U.S. Combined with the prior contract, the total value is $955 million, and the Phase 3 study will begin July 27th. Moderna is up 7.6% pre-market. Alongside an EPS beat, German software giant SAP announced plans to list shares of its Qualtrics survey software unit in the U.S., less than 2 years after buying the company for about $8 billion. SAP's acquisition of Qualtrics has been a great success and has outperformed our expectations with 2019 cloud growth in excess of 40%, CEO Christian Klein declared. An IPO could value Qualtrics at as much as 16 billion euros, while SAP will retain a majority stake in the company after the public listing. SAP is up 3.1% pre-market. Rush Street Interactive has agreed to merge with special purpose acquisition company DMY Technology Group, and a deal that values the online sports and casino betting company at about $1.8 billion including debt, the Wall Street Journal reports. Rush Street is similar to competitor DraftKings, which also recently chose to go public via a blank check company. Why are SPACs becoming popular? At a time of great uncertainty, they can offer liquidity, especially when some IPOs are getting derailed due to volatility. The traditional IPO process can also take anywhere from several months to a year, though some SPAC deals are reported to only take weeks and could provide better price support. DMY Technology is up 10.6% pre-market. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, gold, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green, with crude oil slightly down. On today's economic calendar, durable goods are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.